come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting. And don't lie to me. I know you have. Sir, you look like you've really been waiting for this. It's time for the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting and obviously the most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world, now in our 15th season, Chef and the Fat Man, the radio show. This is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on our flagship station, the AM 1160 out of Atlanta, Georgia. How do you say that, Fancy?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Talk of the town. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at the 6th annual Georgia Mountain Egg Fest in beautiful Hiawassee, Georgia. For our listeners in Tel Aviv, Hiawassee's way up north of Atlanta. For those of you in Ireland, forget about it. For those of you in Germany, you just go up the road until you hit the mountains. And for everybody else, we're surely glad that you're with us in all 42 states to listen to our show every week. We really appreciate it. Chef and the Fat Man, proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. Look at that. What a great crowd, you know? And, of course, by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce. They are the leaders in Vidalia Sweet Onions. In fact, the University of Georgia, for the first time ever, decreed the sweetest onions on earth. Schumann Produce won, submitted one bag. How about them dogs?
Hey, I'm a gator.
Hey, hey, listen. Unless you're from
huh?
South Bend, you don't know football.
I was born and raised in Florida,
well,
and
anyway,
I'm married to a Gamecock.
Also, by Whole Foods, where values matter, and of course by Cutter's Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta, Georgia. Cutter's Cigar Emporium is the ultimate portal to the world of great cigar selections, a great world and portal to the wonderful friends you have yet to meet, and of course, it is a portal to the world of class and distinction. Cutter Cigar Emporium on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta. Well, as we said earlier, we are at the 6th annual North Georgia Mountain Egg Fest in Hiawassee, Georgia. It is a beautiful day today. Slight clouds in the skies. Temperatures ticking off at a nice 73 degree with a beautiful 6 to 8 mile an hour breeze wafting out of the northeast. We are in a beautiful valley. On both sides are these beautiful sheds that look like copper, but they're painted brown, metal roofs where all the booths of the craftsmen are, and all the eggheads are lined up. Up at the front is a beautiful old cabin that looks like it's probably from circa mid to early 1800s. It's an authentic log cabin with the mud filler, the plank wood shingles, and underneath there is a bluegrass band playing beautiful bluegrass about 75 yards from where we are. That sets the theme. As you look down the trough of the valley, you see incredible wafts of smoke as the eggheads from all over are there. And, Michael, could you whip me up a microphone real quick? John Hall, where are you, John Hall? Come here. You know, my friends, each and every year this festival grows, grows, and grows. Step right alongside here. I saw you weaseling by. And this is a very special guest that we have for you. He's a gentleman, along with his wife, Joni. They have created this egg festival, which is now the second largest in the world. And I'll let him tell you. John Hall, congratulations again.
Well,
an amazing
well, thank
egg
you.
Festival.
This is our 6th annual, and it's our largest egg fest. We've got over 2,000 people here today, which makes us the second largest egg fest in the world, like Kevin said. We're amazed. The weather's perfect. Everybody's happy. They got smiles on their faces. They got plates full of food, full of chicken bones and every other thing.
Yeah, but you are distraught about Francine not making pies. I mean, you were distraught with her.
Yeah, well, that's the only reason I invited her over here. It then comes out she's making some kind of pork chop casserole, which is good, but that's not pie. You know, we're dessert people around here.
Well, you're a bitter man, and I can tell. But the beautiful thing about John Hall is his heart is as big as his smile. And the only time he smiles heavier than talking about egg festivals is pickleball.
Sitting in water.
Pickleball is my passion, my love. I love pickleball. We play it every day of the week, and we just have big tournaments all over the Southeast. And
you were really on the cutting edge of the pickleball culture.
Well,
tell people what it is.
Pickleball is a combination of tennis, badminton, and ping pong all rolled into one. It's on a small court, so the tennis players are getting up in years, having trouble with their knees, and can't move like they used to, are taking to pickleball big time, and they're making the great conversion over to pickleball.
Well, you have been instrumental in having some of the finest pickleball courts in the world built right here in your hometown.
Yes, go ahead.
And this egg festival, though, this is a thing. Did you ever in your wildest dreams imagine, John Hall, that you would have the second largest egg fest in the world in just 6 years?
No, not really. We didn't have any idea what was in store for us. We held our first egg fest, and we had almost 800 people here, and we were just totally blown away. We're a city of 600 people, and we didn't think, we're like 2 hours from the nearest airport. We didn't think we would ever achieve anything like this. And here they come. We got a beautiful venue to do this in, and we got a good staff that puts this thing together, and the people that just think this is their favorite egg fest in the whole world. And
well, it really is. It's amazing. I mean, you have so many people here, and there's so many people selling products. This is what's neat about it. You can buy products, unique products. You get taster tickets for nothing, $20, and you get to eat. I mean, I see people literally stepping behind a building with a feather so you can go back and eat some more. I don't know if that's true or not, but I wonder what the feather was. But you've got bluegrass music here. I set the theme of the beautiful surroundings. This North Georgia Mountain Fairgrounds are absolutely spectacular.
Yes, we have two major fairs here, too, during the year. We have a fall festival and a Georgia Mountain Fair, but the favorite event is the Georgia Mountain Big Green Egg Fest. Everybody loves this thing. The community gets in behind it, and we fill up all the hotels in town and the restaurants and the gas station and all do well. So this is a huge boon to the economy here in Towns County.
Hiawassee Hardware doesn't do too bad either.
Hiawassee Hardware, yeah.
Anyway, you're right on Lake Chateau. So the fairgrounds is right on Lake Chateau with absolute fabulous camping, both tents and campers. And eggheads from all over the country have come to this event. You've made this a national event. And, John Hall, we can't thank you enough. We've been invited. You've been gracious to invite us all 6 years. 2 years we had a conflict, but we made sure after that, no more conflicts.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and we're glad for the publicity and the promotion you do for us. And we're grateful for all your great support over the years. Thanks so much.
Well, it's because you're a great man, despite your angriness about no pies. John Hall, the founder of the Big Green Egg Festival in the North Georgia Mountains. Get back there and have some fun, John, and when we have some pie, we'll call you. Well, tell my wife that. Anyway, my friends, Francine, now you've been chopping away. I got you some sliced mushrooms, but they weren't sliced enough for you?
Well, no, I was actually doing this because you were standing in front of my induction element, so I couldn't get to it.
Well, what you do is you just push. It works.
But then that gets you excited, and it's a whole new ball game.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. We can't do that. But anyway, we're going to start off. First of all, let's introduce our special guest today. Francine Bryson, you are the most popular. You are the person that has been on this show as a celebrity more times than any other as of today.
Really?
Congratulations.
Well, I feel honored. Thank
you. Our previously, it was Alon Shaya, who's a multi-James Beard Award winner out of New Orleans, and John Besh. Now it's Francine Bryson.
I love John Besh.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Boy, is
he tough in the kitchen, though. He doesn't mess around.
He should be an Iron Chef.
Yeah. Yeah, he would.
He really should.
He would. So, Francine Bryson, you are celebrating your new cookbook. Your newest cookbook, and it is Country Cooking from a Redneck Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And this recipe that you're going to do on the egg. You've never done this on the egg before, so.
No, I haven't.
Well, when we come back, we're going to start off with, this is real country cooking right here. We're going to do a pork chop casserole on the big green egg. I'm telling you, it just doesn't get any better than that. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating eggdom, my friends, as we are at the 6th annual North Georgia Mountain Egg Fest. It is the finest of the finest, meeting the best of the best. The ultimate cooking experience in the North Georgia Mountains. Chef of the Fat Man, taking it to the streets of Hiawassee.